Yuval Harari points out that there's something very much in common and also wrong about two great villains. What does Darth Vader and Lord Voldemort have in common? I'm sure there's a lot to be said about that. That would be a great opening line of an essay, and I'm sure it could be developed. But Yuval Harari says what they have in common is that they are both very unrealistic as villains. Because he explains that a villain has to have some enticing characteristic. There should be something attractive about a villain, almost seductive in through evil. People should be attracted because of some immediate gain. There should be some degree of satisfaction by attaching yourself or looking up to a villain. And you go through history, unfortunately, the great fascists, or the most miserable, diabolical, destructive fascists, one who made promises and they created false realities that gave people this degree of hope that also inspired hate and destruction and death. That's a villain. Darth Vader and Lord Voldemort, he explains, there was nothing nice about them. They were mean, obnoxious, nasty, nefarious. They had no positive redeeming value. They were just villains. So therefore, he explains that when we look at the type of sin in the world, or attraction to sin, or evil, you have to look at it from a different lens. And the lens that he explains is a lens of attraction. And if you look through these two parshiot, Lech Lecha and Vayera, which are the two parshiot of Abraham and Sarah's trajectory, you'll find that the worst and the most sinful decisions were done with the illusion, or at least the appearance, of something positive. Last week, when Abraham and Lot was splitting up and they were finding different places to live, Ipared mi'alai, split up from one place to the next, but yisa Lot et einav vayar et kol kikar hayadein ki chula mashkeh. When he saw the Sodom and Amorah area, the environment, the geography, he didn't see the next few psukim later that it said Vanshe Sodom ra'im v'chataim. What he saw was a beautiful land, full of opportunity, one that was bountiful, one that was attractive by its ability and its potential, and one that was one that he felt that he could settle. By way of the beauty of Sodom, he was allured and he was tempted to go to a dark place. V'anshei Sodom chatayim ve'ra'im ma'od, they were evil. This week's parsha. The daughters of Lot, when they are running from the hills from Sodom, and they are concerned about the world being destroyed, they plotted and created a very devious plan to repopulate the world, but the devious plan was justified by something virtuous. The world would be destroyed. There's no population. Tomorrow is completely unguaranteed. We need to create some initiative to repopulate the world, and they engage in ancestral relationships with their father. But Tomer Abchiral at Sira Avinu Zakein V'ish Ein Ba'aretz. Let's go and make sure that we repopulate and we act in a noble way. Even if you go back to the Parsha of Bereshi, the Eitz Hadat was not an ugly tree. It wasn't one that was reeking with evil. It didn't repel them. To the contrary, it's nechmad. It looked good. It looked like something to be attracted to. And if you flip this parsha to the end, and you go to the Akedat Yitzchak, you find that although, and certainly understandable, that it was hard on a moral, ethical level to appreciate the value of the Borei Olam's request of Kachnat Bincha Yechidcha Sherahavta and sacrifice him on Har Moriah v'Har Yireh, it demonstrates a metaphor that to do what's right is oftentimes most more challenging. The sin, the availability, the attraction of something which is evil by nature will speak to us in a much stronger way than it is to take the positive steps of reform, remediation, intervention, and goodness. It's actually harder to be a good person. It takes much more energy to invest in one's character. It takes all the amount of self-control and fortitude to avoid doing something which could be harmful or deleterious. It's very easy to go through life and stomp on people, to be insensitive and inconsiderate, to be unsympathetic and uncaring. It doesn't require introspection, doesn't require change, it doesn't require acknowledgement, recognition. It's just live through life. Go through life like you're on some sort of a conveyor belt, taking you from place to place. That is easy, but certainly it's not the task. And what the Torah is telling us, and what the truth is, what humanity is demanding, is that we grow out of that instinctive action that has no consequential thinking towards it. That life is beyond just the immediate. And making decisions which is difficult ultimately has a greater reward and greater achievement attached to it. Life which is spurious and spontaneous and extemporaneous without any thought around it could lead to immediate benefit and gratification. But even as we saw yesterday when our guest speakers came, it can lead to personal destruction because you need to build yourselves. And as you go through your years here in Yeshiva High School, in the Reikos Yeshiva High School, and beyond, and it doesn't stop through adolescence, you have to constantly look closer at yourselves, not at the immediate, not at what's the great attraction for that moment, not what it just seems like at the moment it seems like the right thing to do, but peel away the layer and ask yourself, if you see the great Sodom that was so beautiful but missed the fact that on Shanashim Ra'im that they were evil, if the daughters of Lot had a noble intention to repopulate the world and give them credit for being idealistic, but didn't think through the implications of what morality meant, what behavior between people, and repopulating the world based on a foundation of evil or of destruction, the goodness, unfortunately, has no merit and no value. Goodness will only last if it's rooted in what's right. And that's the charge of these parshiot. The charge of these parshiot is to take the extra step, even if it's a nisayon, to pause before action, to think before engaging, and to understand that life is not about following the newest shiny penny or the greatest new attraction or the moment of laughter or the rush of humiliation can be caused or the non-consequences of thoughtless actions. But your life as young adults is to be thoughtful, to be considered, to be purposeful, to be deliberate, and to gain as much as you can so you can bring goodness to others. Shabbat shalom.